Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson said although some variants will die quickly, they sometimes produce one that is stronger than the one that has infected the body. He said the virus mutations usually occur in people who are immune compromised.
Variants emerge because inside a person's body, when a virus gets in, the virus starts to produce millions and millions of copies of the virus. But it makes a lot of mistakes. Most of the mistakes it makes, those viruses, those variants that it makes as mistakes, they die quickly. But every now and again, it produces a mistake that is stronger than the virus that is infecting the person. And these mutations take place inside a person's body who is usually immunocompromised, whose immune system isn't fighting the virus in any major way. So what happens? The virus has room to play. When the cat's away, the mice will play. And the virus that now is a variant that has greater strength, it starts to multiply. A patient may be admitted to the hospital with one variant, and they may stay in the hospital for 60 days. When they leave the hospital, unfortunately, a different variant may be coming out of that person's body. And if it's one that can be transmitted very quickly, high transmissibility, it will spread quickly.
Infectious disease specialist, Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, Trinidad and Tobago has registered 6 more cases of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, as the island also recorded 25 more deaths linked to the virus. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Grenada since the outbreak now stands at 5,961. Internationally, the WHO has warned that the Omicron coronavirus variant could lead to overwhelmed healthcare systems, even though early studies suggest it leads to milder disease, as China and Germany brought back tough restrictions to stamp out new infection surges. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials cut isolation restrictions for asymptomatic Americans who catch the coronavirus from 10 to 5 days, and similarly shortened the time that close contacts need to quarantine. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.